Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, May the 10th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Bradley Leacroy is going to join us. Clemson baseball is on fire right now. They won last night 10-8. He's going to join us to discuss that and review the huge Florida State weekend. Preview the upcoming Austin Peay weekend. He'll do that with us at 7:45 this morning. Paul Strelo, 8:05. Got some little Clemson basketball to talk about, a lot of Clemson football recruiting to talk about. We'll do that with him at 8:05 this morning. In case you missed it last night, Tigers beat Western Carolina 10-8. A little shaky in the pitching. Weatherly, 3 2/3, give up 3 runs. Travis Marr, 3 1/3, give up 4 runs, including 3 earned. And then Strider and Griffith came in and kind of closed it down for them. Western Carolina kind of a scrappy bunch last night. It was the 10th home run of the year by Logan Davidson. Seth Beer's 15th home run of the year. The Tigers pounded out 12 hits. How about Kyle Wilkie in the 2-slot now? 3 hits last night. Got a big hitting streak going. We'll tell you about that coming up. Seth Beer, that home run, a couple of hits, a couple of runs, a couple of RBIs. Chris Williams with a big double late in the game. Scored a couple of runs in there, a couple of RBIs in there. That was nice. Nice to see Sam Hall a couple of more hits. He's athletic. He's adding things to it. Jordan Green got a couple more RBIs. Tigers with the win. Again, now 37-12 and can get to 40 wins before the final week of the season by sweeping Austin Peay coming up this weekend. Gamecocks took it on the chin last night down in Charleston against the College of Charleston. And you know this had to be really sweet for Chad Holbrook. Chad Holbrook, fired by South Carolina, and takes over the College of Charleston program, and South Carolina took it on the chin last night down there. 9-0. Gamecocks host Missouri this weekend. You know, South Carolina's going to make it in the tournament. They're 43 in the RPI. If they don't get in, it is going to be because in this season, they lost to, had one loss against 166th RPI, VMI. 261 Charleston Southern, 150 Furman. They lost to 252 the Citadel. Got swept by Georgia. Lost to North Carolina. That's not a bad loss. 2 out of 3 to Kentucky. They lost that one. Lost 2 out of 3 to Arkansas. Those aren't bad losses. But the midweek games this year, Presbyterian's 277, and Presbyterian beat them. So Charleston's 69th. You know, good year for them. But you can't lose to Charleston, Presbyterian, Furman, the Citadel, and VMI in a baseball season. Now, they'll make it in, but if they don't, that's why they want 28-20 remaining schedule for South Carolina. They've got Missouri at home for 3. They've got USC upstate for 1. Then they go to Texas A&M. Probably need to take 2 out of 3 this weekend and not get swept down to Texas A&M. The Yankees last night win 9-6 over Boston. Guardy with a big double late, or a big triple, I should say, late, and then Aaron Judge homers, and Yankees come from behind in the bottom of the eighth inning. You know, I don't know why you guys don't believe me and don't listen to me. I told you by the time they play Thursday night, it'd be the first place New York Yankees. That's going to happen now. 17 out of 18, and the Yankees take over first place. We have the TPC down at Sawgrass today. About to get underway in about an hour or so. And look at these mega pairings. I love how they've done this. And I'll ask you today, what's your favorite pairing? If you could put together a pairing, who'd you like to see play together? Talk about that. Mets batted out of turn yesterday. Hard to believe that could happen at a major league level. We'll tell you about that. Bad news for Clemson and South Carolina women's golf teams. Neither make it into the NCAA tournament finals. Tigers had a lead and then lost it. And then came back and then lost in a playoff yesterday to Wake Forest. So hard to swallow that one, I'm sure. Gamecocks finished 10th. Clemson finished tied for 6th in their respective regionals. In the second segment today, Zach's going to talk about the NFL.com's top 150 list, in which every Clemson Tiger's on it. We'll tell you about that. And they lead the country now. He'll tell you about that later. Hey, speaking of Gamecocks and Tigers, how about the possibility of some of his projections of South Carolina coming to Clemson for a regional? Love that idea. Game 7 tonight, Jets and Preds. We'll get Zach's thoughts on that coming up as well. And then, by the way, Philly and Boston. Boston wins last night in the NBA, 114-112. Thought the kid traveled at the end, but that's fine. They go on now to meet the Cavs, and so the conference finals are now set. Rockets and Warriors in the West, Cavs and Celtics in the East. And then we're going to get more into that pretty interesting subject I thought yesterday of which coach, either or, which coach would you rather have? So we'll talk about that coming up. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, and the author and host of segment 2 of this radio show, producer of Clemson Bay, all Clemson sports, as a matter of fact, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey Piler. How we doing?
Couldn't be better now. She brought me a little banana nut bread in here this morning.
No nuts in there, but just banana.
Banana bread.
Yep.
Love that, man.
We do that. I didn't know your nut allergies.
Oh, no. Be doing tell Kristen, I said thank you very much for making this. And
That's made by me, not her.
Whose recipe?
My dad's.
Can I get it?
No.
Thank you, though.
How are you this morning?
Blessed. Awesome.
It's great to hear.
Yeah.
Did you get out there and hit that little white ball around?
I played 18 holes yesterday.
My goodness.
Yes. It was fun.
Are you enjoying? I know you are considering a ball switch. Did you make that ball switch?
I tested a ball yesterday and hit the longest drive of my life with it.
Hey, now.
I'm not willing to tell you what ball it is. I'm not willing to tell you because I want to do some more testing. Might do some testing today. But that was interesting.
What'd you pipe it on out there at?
You know, I hit it a long way yesterday. And I'm old. I don't hit it a long way anymore. Perfect conditions. The fairways are firm.
That twist face coming through, huh?
Twist face.
Twist face.
Actually driving pretty good right now. But I had a great time yesterday. Had a good little foursome we played with, and just a good time.
Cool.
What's up in your world over there? You did a little Clemson baseball last night.
Clemson baseball. A nice little Clemson baseball win last night.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Got a little scary there getting up 2, and then it kind of came back, made it close, and then Tigers came back. And
I can confidently say why Western Carolina is the team they are this year. Their pitching is abysmal.
It's bad.
Yeah. Clemson gave up too many runs last night.
Yeah.
But fortunately, they scored more runs than they gave up. That's the whole key to the game. And they won 10-8 last night.
Their catcher, Holcomb, had a great night. He had 4 hits.
Yes, he did.
And their first baseman had 4 hits.
Yep.
And the only other good thing for the Catamounts last night, their uniforms are really cool. Love seeing those.
Were they?
Yeah, the gray and the purple with the vest. That was good. But the Tigers do get a nice win. Hey, they're going for 40 this weekend.
Going for 40 this weekend.
It's a nice number to have Austin in your back pocket.
The last regular season home games of the year.
That's crazy to think about, isn't it?
It's gone very, very quickly.
Yeah, in many ways. Some ways it. Stay 10th in the RPI. I was glad they didn't drop any. Because, you know, sometimes you play a terrible team and you end up dropping.
Sure.
Speaking of RPI, the rest of the year, they won't have a big chance here in the regular season, at least. Austin Peay, 107. Kennesaw State, 92. Pittsburgh, 97. Pittsburgh's not a bad squad. They're not a bad side.
I'm pretty sure every guy in the lineup last night had a hit.
Let's see if that is correct. Cromwell did not have a hit. He went 0 for 3.
Mm.
But he got on base. He walked.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Seth Pierre continues to hit the long ball.
Nice, 15th.
Logan Davidson ran into one last night.
10th. And I love when someone runs into one. And he extended his hitting streak to 10 games.
Yes, he did. Jordan Green continues to murder the baseball.
Nice to see that. A couple more RBIs last night.
And again, your late season waiver wire pickup of Sam Hall is paying
dividends.
Love the
guy, man. Love the guy. How about Kyle Wilkie? Hitting streak 15 games now?
How about that?
And Sam Hall, he's an athlete, man. You know what? In his career, I'd like to see if he can play all the positions. So far, I've just played second and left, I know. Let's see if he can play all his positions. That was nice to see. He had a couple of hits last night, a couple of runs, an RBI.
When does this team get Keir Meredith back?
We will ask Bradley Leacroy that at 7:45.
Oh, boy, I'm excited.
What do you do there, though? Because Wharton's been pretty good. Hall's been pretty good. Bird's been pretty good. Green's been pretty good. You got some options at the bottom of the lineup down there.
Sure.
Where do you put Meredith and where do they bat him and all? They've got some. We'll ask Bradley Leacroy there. Got some options.
A Hall and Meredith 1-2 punch for seasons to come doesn't sound like a bad idea.
No, I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it goes to show you the recruiting, the how Monty Lee and his staff has. They wanted to do a couple things. They wanted to increase the athleticism, overall talent level one, but also increase the athleticism, which I thought was really cool. Nice to see that. What else you do yesterday? It takes up a lot of your day, doesn't it? You work here in the mornings, work at night.
Yeah. How
did you get home
day.
Last night?
Last night, pretty early,
right?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. It was just a little after 10.
Yeah, that was not a long game.
No, it was quick. It was nice. Watched the Yankees take the series against the Red Sox, which is always exciting.
Why do you doubt me, man? When I made this proclamation on Monday's show and Tuesday's show, and I said, by the time we gather on Thursday morning, the New York Yankees will be in first place, and in the rearview mirror will be the Boston Red Sox. And you doubted me.
I was just cautiously optimistic.
Well, stop pumping the brakes.
Listen, there is no way to pump brakes on this Yankees train at the moment. It is flying.
Here's what I'm saying. 17 out of 18 is great. Here's what also I'm telling you.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hmm? They're just fun to watch. You know, it's not, don't get me wrong. It's, you know, winning it cures all that. But even when they're not, like, even when they were losing last night, you know, oh, well, you got next inning, you got Judge and Stanton, Sanchez coming, Didi and Sanchez coming up. Well, Brett Gardner, that was a huge hit last night.
Brett Gardner.
That's what you get from Gardy.
Was struggling all the way back to the Twin Series in early April. And he needed to have a night like last night. Two doubles and a triple. And just a monster evening for our boy Brett.
Torres adds so much to the bottom of the lineup. Now he's hitting .333. His athleticism adds to that. And then Judge, I'll tell you what, people don't give Judge enough credit for his fielding. He had a couple of really good plays last night.
Really good plays last night.
Bomb.
He had a bomb to center field.
Yeah.
And what he's doing more of this year as compared to last year, he is hitting those RBI singles, those RBI doubles.
Yeah.
He's hitting the ball well right now. He's seeing the ball well right now. Cutting down on those strikeouts, which is great.
Yeah.
And he's taking a ton of walks. I think he had 3 scored runs last night.
Last night he scored 3 runs. That's right. Yeah. 3 hits, 3 runs, 3 RBIs, a walk.
Is that a good stat line?
Yeah, it's a great stat line. Yeah. 308.
Yeah.
So Stanton last night, a couple RBIs and a hit and a run.
Stanton's batting stance makes no sense to me.
He covers the entire. He looks like Dave Kingman.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I get it. Because if you were to do that and you stand in that way, you can feel how tight your core gets when he stands like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's already engaging that iron core that he works out on all the time. And he's just got to put his hands out there and the ball just flies off the bat.
So strong.
Yeah.
One thing I don't understand, why does Craig Kimbrell, why does he look like one of those birds, or like the cranes that are sitting there trying to dry out? You know what I'm saying? Like they're, when they're sunbathing and they put their wings up.
Yeah, it's intimidating. That's what he does.
Oh, man. Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what he needs to add to it? Papelbon's mouth where he goes up.
Yeah.
Do that. Oh, that would really show us. That Joker got pounded last night.
He didn't have his best stuff last night, and Judge made him pay for
good.
That. A night in which Tanaka struggles to start that game, still gets you through 5 1/3, and is able to give you something, some kind of length.
You see Chapman hit 103 on the gun?
Yeah, he's absurd. But the most impressive part of last night is him throwing 101, 102, 103, and what's his face? Was it Betts or was it Bogarts? It was one of the two at the dish.
Yeah.
And then he throws him an 84-mile-an-hour slider.
Oh,
Bogarts. And it looked like a little leaguer out there trying to hit.
Man.
It was unbelievable.
Love it. Just so, love it.
Last night was just a ton of fun. It was a great game. The crowd was awesome.
And they go for the sweep tonight.
They go for the sweep tonight. So
you know what? I hadn't checked on this to see. Because David Price got scratched last night.
David Price is terrified of the New York Yankees.
Of course he is. Faked carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
coming out of that
he
one.
He did.
So tonight, now they'll move it up. And tonight you'll get, let's see who Boston's going to go with tonight. Tonight, nobody. Rodriguez.
we avoid Chris Sale. Fantastic.
Yeah, good. CC goes tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, so it's a fun team to follow. Did you see, quickly before we get to break, did you see the end of the Celtics and Sixers game last night?
I did.
Wasn't that a travel?
When he intercepted
the ball, like took 3 steps or 4 steps?
Are you going to call a travel at that point in time?
Yeah, because he did travel. I call that because he traveled. Anyway, that would have been like 1.5 seconds on the clock. They had the ball down there. Could have got off a shot.
It was a well-fought series, as well-fought as a 4-1 series can be.
Yeah.
And people seem to enjoy it. People seem to be entertained.
All right. In this next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the top 100 list.
We are going to talk about that in the next segment. But first, I need you to tell our friends out there about Sherry's Berries.
You know what? I love telling them about Sherry's Berries because it's really about Mother's Day more than anything else. And really, this is a big day for Sherry's Berries because, look, we're running out of time. Let's just go ahead and call it like it is. Mother's Day is this Sunday. That's only 3 days away, but there's still time to give her an amazing gift from Sherry's Berries. Today and today only, I have an exclusive deal for you. Sherry's Berries teamed up with Pro Flowers. They're going to give you the perfect Mother's Day gift. Send mom freshly dipped gourmet strawberries and beautiful fresh roses for just $49.99 plus shipping. That's all mom wants. A great package for that. They give you the roses. They give you the flowers in there. They give you the great strawberries. Plus, this delivery date is still guaranteed or your money back. This is simple. This is easy. Take care of it. The only way to get this amazing berries and roses deal right now for just $49.99 plus shipping and handling is to visit berries.com. And you click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use my code of 105.5. That's berries.com, berries.com, the code 105.5. Click on the mic. This amazing deal only for today. Mother's Day is Sunday. Go and order it right now. Again, berries.com. The promo code for that 105.5. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Second segment, Clemson has 9 players on NFL.com's top 150 list, more than any other team. Zach Orr will tell you. What's that?
Bama's above there.
Oh, Bama has 10?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Clemson had more than any other team already.
Clemson has like half their team on there, but Bama's ahead of them.
I thought Clemson had more than Bama.
We'll talk about it in the next segment.
Can't wait. Second segment right after this.
The 36th annual Meals on Wheels Golf Tournament is set for May 19th at Pine Lake Golf Course in Anderson. This annual event raises thousands of dollars for local Meals on Wheels, and it's your chance to enjoy great golf while helping a worthy cause. The tournament is also seeking sponsors starting at just $100. For information on registering, sponsoring, or to find out more about Meals on Wheels Anderson, log on to acmow.org. The 36th annual Meals on Wheels Golf Tournament, May 19th at Pine Lake Golf Course, Anderson.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I just need a little me time.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the roar. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute to your back. Bang, bang, there goes your heart. I know you want it. Bang, bang, seat of my car. I'll let you have it.
The number to remember for great food in Anderson at 1702 North Main Street is 359-2099. 359-2099. They're open Monday through Friday at the Butcher's Block, 6:30 to 6. Now, I've not had breakfast there yet. Need to get over there and do that for sure. They're going to open 3 minutes. And so, start your day off right with that. Saturdays and Sundays open at 11. Saturdays 11 to 4. Sundays 11 to 2 with that great meat and three. Hey, the deli, the butcher's shop, the meat and three. I heard the burgers are fantastic.
Mm.
Man, the meals to go. They've got anything from lasagna to stuffed flounder. They've got all this, you know, great stuff for you. We have been. We're gonna go back. Remember this about everything they do there: farm to table, always fresh caught seafood. Hormone and antibiotic free with the other stuff that's there. Fresh is the fresh ingredients, a big part of it. Farm to table, good stuff. 1702 North Main Street in Anderson, 359-2099. The Butcher's Block. I'm looking at their website right now, thebutchersblocksc.com. You can see them on Facebook. Got some great specials there. The host and producer of segment two, second segment, Mr. Zach Orr.
Appreciate it. I'm starving now after that wonderful live read of her friend. She's black. Need it. Got it. Want to have it. I love it. Welcome back. We appreciate you joining us here on this lovely Thursday morning. May the 10th. Almost a September there for some reason. You're welcome to get in. We'd love to talk to you this morning on our Health Dare text line. You can use that at 986-1566. Or, of course, we always love to talk to you on the phone. Phone calls take precedent on the show. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We want to talk a little bit about the list that came out on NFL.com last night of the seven college football teams that could dominate the next NFL draft. Seven teams. There are three Big Ten teams, two SEC teams, and two ACC teams. Would you want to take a guess at who those teams might be?
All right. Yes, I do.
By all means.
All right. Give me by the conference, the numbers again.
Three Big Ten teams.
Two. Ohio State.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Ohio State. Penn State.
No.
Wisconsin.
Yep.
And Michigan.
Michigan. There are two ACC teams.
Clemson. Florida State.
No. It's another Florida team, though.
Miami.
Miami.
Right. Miami, yeah.
And then, of course, the two SEC Giants at the
Alabama moment. And Georgia.
That's correct. We'll start with Wisconsin all the way down there. The way the system works was it's a total point system. So for wherever they're ranked in the top 150 on this list is the amount of points they're awarded, not necessarily the amount of players.
So we were both right. Clemson has the most players, but Alabama has the most points.
Correct.
Okay.
Wisconsin's all the way down to number 7 with 6 players and 406 total points. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor, that absolute stud running back, is number 29 in the top 150, according to our friend Chase Goodbread over at NFL.com. The list goes on to include Miami and its 7 players, 422 points, with Shaquille Quarterman, the linebacker, leading the way out there at number 23. We move on to our friends south of the border down in Athens. 5 players on this list, 426 points. The highest-ranked player on that list for them, Jake Fromm, number 5, a guy who might not even start this whole year for Georgia, which is wild to think about. Ohio State comes in at number 4, 7 players, 570 points, and the little brother, Nick Bosa, who is not so little anymore, and coming in at number 2 in the top 150, which seems a little high for Nick Bosa, but I like it. Michigan, and its 7 players at 719 points, with would-be Clemson Tiger Rashawn Gary at number 3. Followed by Shea Patterson at number 25. Shea Patterson, of course, who is eligible to play immediately for the Michigan Wolverines this upcoming season. And then our Clemson Tigers with 9 players at number 2, 847 points. Just to know the difference, 719 for Michigan, 847 for Clemson there. Cleveland Farrell is this top-rated prospect, according to this list, at number 8, followed by Christian Wilkins at 13, Dexter at 16, Trayvon Mullen at 49, Kelly Bryant, number 53, Austin Bryant, 57, Mitch High at 77, Kendall Joseph, 99, and our good friend Hunter Renfro, 140.
All right, I'll let you finish with Alabama for a comment.
Alabama, of course, coming in at number 1, as they always seem to do, 892 points. 8 players on the list. Raekwon Davis leads the way there. Mack Wilson, Damon Harris, Tua. And Tua is actually at 26. Jalen Hurts down at 84.
Here's what I'm a little bit confused about. When I read it, when I first saw the list and everything,
yep.
Is that 2018 draft? It's not, because DeAndre Swift is on here.
Correct.
So if you can do that, where's T. Higgins? Where's Trevor Lawrence? Fields? Justin Fields?
Yep.
You know, you can't put, I guess the guys already played a little bit, but you can't put some guys on this list, not put other guys on this list. So, I mean, for instance, as far as the NFL draft goes, they're telling me Kelly Bryant's going to be drafted ahead of Austin Bryant and Mitch Hyatt. Really? Oh, is Chase Goodbread an idiot? I mean... Seriously, you think, what are the odds that Kelly Bryant is drafted before Austin Bryant?
I think they're low. I think they're okay. Very, very low.
Okay.
I think if Kelly Bryant enters this as a quarterback, he's going to be lucky to be drafted.
Right. So,
which is crazy.
But it is nice to see. I kind of get what he's saying there. But I've got to put Fields and Lawrence and T. Higgins. I got to put some more guys in there. You know, A.J. Terrell. A.J. Terrell's going to be drafted higher than a lot of these guys on this list.
Is the top of this list with Cleveland Farrell up there at 8, Wilkins and Lawrence 13 and 16 respectively. Could you shuffle that? Would Lawrence not be one in your mind?
Lawrence is going to be higher than the 16th draft pick this year, I can tell you that.
If his foot holds up.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true. That's very true. I like the idea. I just don't like the particulars of some of the stuff that he had in there. I mean, Jalen Hurts at number 84. You're going to draft Jalen Hurts? So in other words, they're saying this: Jalen Hurts is a third-round draft pick in this draft. Actually, less than that, because he got some sophomores ahead of him. He's like a second-round draft pick?
I guess so.
I mean, I don't know.
Of course, this is all based off of the Reuters top 150 list for the upcoming season, where those players rank, where they fall.
All right.
And I just don't see, like you said, Kelly Bryant ranking ahead of Austin Bryant in that. It doesn't make sense to me.
All right. He, on the list, here's what Reuters said about his list. I primarily focus on upperclassmen on the list, although some sophomores are included based upon their performance last season. No true freshmen and redshirt freshmen were included. Well, T. Higgins is not a redshirt freshman. I just don't see how in the world you're gonna put Jalen Hurts as a second round or third round draft pick. So anyway, the validity of it, I don't get. I love the idea.
I do love the idea as well. I think it speaks to the depth on Clemson's football team right now. I think it speaks to the wide array of talent. I think it speaks that Hunter Renfrow is finally getting a little respect around these parts.
Hunter Renfrow is going to be a pro.
Getting a little respect on the national scene at 140. What is there, 80 players on a team?
Yeah.
What's the roster at?
For football?
Yeah.
College?
Yeah.
85 scholarship, 115 overall.
So 115 overall and all of Division One. To have Hunter Renfrow at 140 when he walked on to this team, that's unbelievable. What an accomplishment.
I will tell you
just
this.
Just that in itself.
Give me, I'm going to fly down this list. You tell me if these guys have a chance to play pro football.
Down the 150, the Reuters list?
No, Clemson.
Oh, by all means.
Kelly Bryant?
There's a chance, yeah.
Lawrence?
Yep.
Hunter Johnson?
Yep.
Chase Bryce?
No.
So you got three quarterbacks thinking there's a chance?
Yeah.
ETN?
Yes.
That's four. Feaster?
Yes.
That's five. Choice?
No.
Dixon?
No.
Higgins?
Yeah.
That's six. Overton?
No.
I don't know. Thompson?
No.
Justin Ross?
Yeah.
That's seven. Hunter Renfrow?
Yeah.
Eight. Powell?
Yes. No.
Chase?
No.
Amari Rodgers?
Yes.
That's nine. Kendrick?
Yes.
That's 10. Tight ends. Williams?
No.
Richard?
No.
Smith?
No.
Chalk?
No.
Galloway?
Yes.
That's 11. Offensive lineman. Hyatt?
Yep.
Carmen?
Yep.
That's 13, by the way. Vinson?
No.
DeHaan?
No.
Ankrum?
No.
Reeves?
No.
McFadden?
No.
Simpson?
Yes.
Bockhorst?
No.
Pollard?
No.
Stewart?
No.
Falsinelli?
I can think he could stick somewhere.
Yeah. Cervinka?
No.
That's 15, by the way. And Zach Gialla. All right, that's 15 on offense. Let me write that down, by the way, because I'm going to need that here in a second. Defensive ends. Farrell?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Register?
No.
Mason Rudolph?
Mm-mm.
Justin Musco?
No.
Bryant?
Yep.
Yergin?
Nope.
Xavier Kelly?
Nope.
Foster?
Nope.
KJ Henry?
Yes.
That's four. Defensive tackles, Lawrence?
Of course.
That's five. Huggins?
Yeah.
That's six. Jeffries?
No.
Wilkins?
Yes.
That's seven. Pinckney?
No.
Jordan Williams?
Probably.
Josh Belt?
No.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm going to give you that. It's eight so far. Linebackers, Isaiah Simmons?
Isaiah Simmons, no.
You say he can't play in the NFL?
Not a linebacker, I don't think.
Well, safety? What I'm saying, can he play in the NFL?
Yeah.
Okay. It's nine. Williams?
No.
Spectre?
No.
Mike Jones?
Yes.
That's 10. Lamar, Trey Lamar?
Yes.
Chad Smith?
No.
Davis Twins?
Nope.
Venables?
No.
Joseph?
Yes.
Skalski?
No.
I don't know. Shaq Smith?
I haven't seen enough. I'm going to say no right now.
And defensive backs? AJ Terrell?
Yes.
Justin Fields? I mean, Amari Fields?
Yes.
Kyler McMichael?
No.
Trayvon Mullen?
Yes.
That's 15, by the way. Lee Anthony Williams?
No.
Ryan Dawkins?
No.
Kevon Wallace?
Yes.
16. Johnson?
No.
Goodrich?
No.
Muse?
No.
Turner?
No.
Kickers? Hugel?
Yes.
Really? Spence?
No.
Potter?
Yep.
Huh. Spires?
No.
I got 18. You're telling me there's 33 possibilities on his coming football team to play in the NFL.
That is correct. And that's wild.
I'd go even higher than that.
You go higher than that.
Yeah. Go higher than that.
So you're at
I think there's some guys in there, man. I think Belk and Jeffries and Skalski. I mean, those guys can. I think that Pollard can. I think Bakos. It's too early for those guys. Too early to tell. I think Overton. You need to add DeAndre Overton. I think there's a chance. Now, I'm not saying they're going to. I think there's a chance.
So you're up near the 37-38 mark.
Mm-hmm. I'd say about half this team has a chance in the NFL.
That's just not realistic.
This is the best team on paper they've ever had.
Well, they have to go out and prove that come the opening weekend against Furman.
Mm. Looking forward to that, man. That was fun. I've got a little segment for you coming up.
Do you?
Yes.
I can't wait. I'm very excited about it.
I want to know from you, after a break, I want to know from you if you could pick your threesome to watch at here, Augusta, U.S. Open, or whatever it might be. I want to know who you would have because you got Tiger Phil and Fowler, Ricky Fowler.
They have to be living?
Yes.
They have to be alive right now.
Well, give me alive and a dead.
Okay.
Because you've got, like, it's amazing. Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka play together today.
Be some long balls off of that tee.
Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth play today. Together. What? I mean, what?
What is that group going to do?
What? I mean, to me, good on you, PGA Tour. I mean, that's just awesome to see. How about, I like the Cal Stanley Day Points of Jimmy Walker pairing there. How about, there's another one in here besides Tiger and them. How about Patrick Reed, John Rahm, Hideki Matsuyama playing together today?
Also a good pairing.
How about Jason Day, Henrik Stenson, and Sergio Garcia playing together today? That's amazing. Patrick Cantlay, James Hahn, and Louis Oosthuizen playing together today. Oosthuizen has the as fine a swing as there is in the PGA Tour. So anyway, it's not just Tiger, Phil, and Ricky. Just amazing. All right, so we'll talk about that. Who's Dustin Johnson playing with? Who did we say?
Yeah, Koepka and and Watson.
Yeah. How about that pairing? So I want to know from you, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24. Give me your pairing. We'll do that when we come back. I do want to tell you about my great friends at Trail and TREHEL.com. When are you and Will Huss getting together? When's that happening?
I'm over here waiting.
Okay.
We've also added a third to that.
A who?
Well, a fourth, actually. You're involved in this as well. And our friend Eric McLean wants a stake in this.
Oh!
He claims that he can shoot a clay or two.
Wouldn't surprise me. He looks like he can shoot a clay or two.
It would stun me if he hits one.
Really?
We're out there, yeah.
No, man.
Yeah.
It would stun me if he wore his alligator shoes. He's having a whole hard time holding his gators down.
If old Cuzzle comes out there with alligator shoes and starts ripping clays,
yeah,
more of the power to him. I mean, yeah,
that's
my goodness.
I'm talking about. That's when you get it both ways. Anyway, so we'll talk about that. But at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, I want you to put Trail in your favorites because there might be a time where you're thinking about building. I want to talk to the folks that are in charge of like municipalities, and let's say you're on city councils or you're on county councils. Let's say you're on school boards. Or let's say you're a member of a building team or planning team in school districts or something like this. Put them on your list and talk to them. You know, the thing is, if you're on a board, like the, if you're on a building committee board at church, and you know, this is a great group to go with because you can go back to your people and you're going to look great because the buildings will be done when they say it's going to be done or before. And it's going to be done for what they say it's going to be done for or less. So it's really, really cool because you're communicating with your board. You're communicating with them. You don't have to add a whole nother aspect in it because this is a single source delivery. It really, really, really works in that situation. Go see our good friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Will Huss said it's on. Mac doesn't want any either. if you are not familiar, I hope you're familiar with this concept of single source delivery, but their website is awesome at explaining it and probably does a better job than I do, but just call them. They just want to talk to you just to see, you know, chances are like, you might have, might not, I don't know, but it's worth a phone call when the thought of, you know, the exploration stage, the embryonic stage starts. Let them shepherd you through the entire process. 800-319-7006. I'll be very clear about this. There's about five things I can't do in this world. I'm not very good at racquetball.
Can't pick the right grocery line.
Grocery lines, I'm terrible at that.
Mm-hmm.
And shooting sport clay pigeon.
We're going to take care of that third one. Don't you worry about that.
I can't do it.
We're going to take care of that.
I'm not great at pool.
I'm terrible.
I can't set the second and third shots up. I can make the ball in front of me, but I don't put the English. I don't leave it in the right spots. I don't have to do good at the leave
part
of the
pool. I'm better at pool than I am at bowling. I am terrible
at
bowling.
I'm terrible at bowling.
Yeah.
If you notice, there's a little geometry issue here with me.
I think so.
Racquetball, pool, bowling. There's that issue in there. So I can't make any promises there. Now, if you guys want to get anything else afterwards, take care of that for you.
We'll get you out there.
All right.
We'll be all right.
Short break. We'll come back. I want to hear Zach's, and I want to hear yours, your threesome, your current and your other threesome. This is Superstar Threesome Day. I want to hear your current and your, you know, any other threesome you might want to put together. In terms of golf, that is. Short break. We'll come back for more after this.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Right now at Kohl's, gifts for mom, Kohl's cash for you. Give a fine fragrance starting at $56 or $54.99 Nike sneakers and get $10 Kohl's cash. Give her a Roomba for $349.99 and you'll get $70 Kohl's cash. Plus, shop other great gifts and take an extra 15% off or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid May 10th through 13th with promo code MOMSDAY. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, now the Butcher's Block in Anderson is serving breakfast. Open at 6:30, the Butcher's Block will be serving fresh baked from scratch biscuits. All kinds of biscuits starting at $1.89. Sausage, bacon, egg, cheeseburger biscuit, sausage and gravy, fried chicken biscuit, ribeye and filet mignon. Add hollandaise and an egg to make it Benedict style. Lots to choose from. Get creative and make your own. There's also scrambled eggs, grits, and low country shrimp and grits. Get the combo and get your choice of milk, coffee, tea, or soda. Don't do fast breakfast food. Do fresh breakfast food at the Butcher's Block every morning at 6:30, Tuesday through Friday. Use our convenient drive-thru and make breakfast good again. The Butcher's Block, located at 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Don't forget our catering service and our delicious meals to go for those on the move. The Butcher's Block, good fresh food all day long.
Now through May 13th, your friends at Reach Jewelers are holding a special VIP event where you can purchase aged, trade-in, or exchange merchandise at exceptional value and savings. These pieces are qualified and eligible for full warranty and include diamonds, bridal sets, and earrings. The VIP event, now through May 13th at Reach Jewelers, next to Belk at Haywood Mall. Proud to have been your trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Visit them online at Reeds.com.
It's summertime, so make your living easy. Don't let the outside stay in. Get a clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning make the insanely clean carpets no one else can clean like Zero Res because they use powered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler, and receive three rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Check out the new cellular store in Easley. Total Wireless is a buffet of cellular phones and cellular plans. You get the luxury of comparing the Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile networks and plans at easy-to-use and informative kiosks. You can keep your number and keep your phone. Bring it in and see the many different options that are available to you by the four providers. Total Wireless can also repair your phone, iPad, and computer as well. And the best part are the people. So check out Total Wireless on 123 Bypass in Easley.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/radio. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. You know, I told you about the threesomes today, right?
Yeah, the golfers from Jeff. Yeah.
Roto-Rooter don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. Tiger Phil and Ricky today, they don't care. I got a little, I like Danny Lee. I think he's a great player. They don't care. You got, what do you got tonight? You got Yankees and Red Sox tonight? They don't care.
Yep.
Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka playing together? They don't care. All they care about is making sure you get everything you need with your plumbing needs. 24/7. Emergency service. It's your great friends over at Roto-Rooter. Call them today. Look, at some point in time, you're going to need them. And it's not one of those things you plan like you know, well, eventually we need to start taking physicals. So eventually we need to start, you know, getting our tires rotated. You got your oil changed. Like, you plan for that stuff. You don't plan on, like, calling Roto-Rooter. Some pipes are going to bust, some clogs, you know, toilet's going to clog, some septic tank issues are going to come up.
Screws are going to get down the sink.
Yeah, you know, these tiny, 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 tiny microscopic screws get down the sink. You don't know.
That screw gets smaller and smaller each time it's brought up.
It was on the cellular level.
You need a microscope down there to see it.
Rest assured, the folks at Roto-Rooter can take care of you. 288-7686. 288-7686. Our great friends at Roto-Rooter. We'll answer back. He goes, does Zach know that the barrel goes away from the shoulder? Safety first.
Oh, goes away from the shoulder.
Can't wait, man. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to
it's
this.
It's going to be embarrassing when a Yankee shows these Southern boys how to shoot. You hate to see
killed
that.
Killed a wabbit. Killed a wabbit. Looking forward to it. I knew this would happen. I knew I mentioned, I want to know your favorite threesome, moving forward with, living or non-living. Like, I want to know your current threesome. Because we got Tiger, Phil, and Ricky today.
Yep, yep.
We have Siwoo Kim, Adam Scott, Martin Keimer today. That's a great threesome. We have McElroy, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth playing the same threesome today.
Mm-hmm.
I knew this would happen. Scarlett Johansson and Robbie Margot, maybe?
Margot Robbie.
But it says Robbie Margot on here. Margot Robbie, though. Carrie Underwood, Alexis Wren, and Mina Kunis. Yeah. But golf, he says, Tiger, Seve, and Jack. I would have loved to play the round of golf with Seve Ballesteros. I don't think Seve was a great guy, the late, great Seve Ballesteros. I think I would hit it as good as Seve. But, man, the way that guy got it up and down from the car park, I love that. So be thinking about it, because I want yours at the end of this segment, Mr. Or 24.
This is who we'd like to watch play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
DJ, Brooks Koepka, Bubba Watson might be the longest pairing of all time. Bombs away, says Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how far that ball's going to be flying today down there?
If you're in that grouping, you're reaching back for a little bit more off the first tee?
Yeah, because you got ego involved.
Yeah,
man.
You're reaching back.
You got
back
ego
there.
Involved. Texture here says, Alive, Tiger DJ, Jason Day. All time Tiger Jack Bobby Jones. Can't beat that. So be thinking of yours.
I'm ready. I got it.
You ready now?
For Alive?
I got one. John Daly, Scooter McGavin, and I think it's Shooter McGavin, and Happy Gilmore. Give it to me. What you got?
For Alive, and it's Tiger.
Yep.
It's actually Rory.
Yeah.
I love to see Rory.
Me too.
Hit the golf ball.
Me too.
And if I was walking with these guys, Freddie Couples.
Boom, boom.
I'd love to see Freddie play.
I like it.
Dead, though? If there's Tiger makes both lists, by the way. Tiger's on both lists.
Some people say Tiger's dead.
It's Tiger. It's early Arnold Palmer, who's out there.
AP!
Out there cranking balls.
Who wants Arnie Palmies?
And just cranking hoons out there, just ripping six.
Yeah.
And
pull that chest hair to see what the wind's doing. You heard that story?
Yes.
Love that one.
Yeah, that's a fantastic one. And even though he is still alive, but I think it'd be fun to see them play together. It would be Jack.
Mm. How about this one? Nicholas Palmer, Jack Leg Tonto. How about this one? Bill Harder, Roy Williams, Rick Barnes.
Mm.
I think maybe Dean Smith, Rick Barnes, Steven Simpsonville. Got your back, Bill. I love that one. Johnny Miller, Billy Casper, Arnold Palmer. Got that one. Ty Webb, Al Cervic, and Danny the Caddy. That's from Tex Mex Extraordinaire. I would go Tiger Woods, Roy McIlroy. I'm a Koepka fan. I told you that. I like Koepka. I like Koepka because he's just so dumb.
He's dumb.
He is dumb. But he's so athletic. I tell you what's happening in golf right now. Is you got these guys that are just kind of figuring it out. Like, I remember Jason Day when he first came out. Who's Jason Day play with today? Do we know?
It's a big group, isn't it?
When Jason Day first came out, I remember seeing him at the Masters for the first time. I'm like, oh, my God, man, this guy's like the most athletic guy in the world. And he couldn't putt it, couldn't chip it. And he finally figured it out. Tony Finau's kind of doing that now. Just kind of figuring it out. Athletic, long athletic, figuring it out. Koepka kind of did that for a short amount of time. Long, athletic, and then kind of figured it out, put it, and chipped it a couple of good times in there. So, but Jason Day would be up there with my list. Dustin Johnson would be up there with my list. Finau, just to see Finau hit it now. John Rahm would be up there. Patrick Reed would be up there. Yeah, I said that. Jason Day, Henrik Stenson, Sergio Garcia. How about that pairing? So we'll continue this conversation when we come back. Also, more about the Yankees and Red Sox. I need for you when we come back, Zach. I need you to give me a little preview tonight. Game 7, Jets and Preds in Nashville, right?
Yes, in Nashville.
Right. I need a Game 7 preview.
Game 7 preview?
Yeah.
You want that now or you want it later?
I got to get to break now. Mm-hmm. We'll come back. I want that.
Yeah, we'd love to talk about that.
I want to talk about the idea of Clemson and South Carolina in a regional together. I like that idea. Mets batted out of order yesterday. I'll tell you more about that. That's just hilarious.
Mets are done. It's over. The wheels have come off.
That's it. Man, I tell you what, Phillies, you know, Nationals, obviously. Phillies, Braves. Braves won again last
night. You're a Major League Baseball team. The order is posted on the dugout.
Yep. Bat out of order.
It's also on that giant television in center field.
Yep.
You can't bat out of order.
Hard to do.
Ugh.
Hard to do. There's a ton of things to get into in our second hour. Bradley Leacroix is going to join us at 7:45. We'll get you ready for the end of the season. I'll ask him about Teodosio's injury. I think he's out for a while. And we'll ask him about Kier Meredith and when he's coming back. Also review that walk-off and what he was doing. And Paul Strelow at 8:05. So two open phone line segments. We'd love to hear from you. With Zach, I'm Mickey. A great mood Thursday. More right after this.